Chapter 3, Wealth Secret Number 1, Focus on Increasing Your Net Worth. Now that you understand how the financial landscape has changed, it's time to adopt the new formula for success. Your first step in doing so is to focus on increasing your net worth. In this chapter, you'll explore what wealth means to you, your wealth mindset, clarify your vision, establish your starting point and a timeline, and learn how to make the shift from an income mindset to a wealth mindset. All of this will help you turn your focus from increasing your income to increasing your net worth. As a part of this process, I'll introduce you to a powerful exercise called the Sum of Your Values, which I conduct with my wealth coaching clients. Wealth is about so much more than money, but only you can define what it means to you. This exercise will help you do just that. Purse story, re-educating yourself about wealth. Like so many of us, Dr. Sharon Deans built her career by pursuing more education, expecting those degrees to translate into more money, more security, and more freedom. A native New Yorker, she grew up in a single parent, three-child household in the inner city, and her family experienced a lot of financial struggles. Sharon wanted to avoid that kind of hardship in her adult life, and she believed that if she went to school and got advanced degrees, she would escape the poverty trap. Instead, after earning a medical degree and two additional graduate degrees, she wound up with a staggering amount of student loan debt. Sharon was the first person in her family to go to college, and although she became a physician, earning a multiple six-figure income, she was surprised to find herself right where she didn't want to be, struggling. Part of the problem was her desire to help other people as much as possible, something many of us take pride in doing once we reach a certain income level. Sharon joked that with her new income, she became the first National Bank of Sharon to her family. It was exciting in the beginning to have enough money to help, but Sharon found it difficult to say no, and her financial support of others went too far. Overwhelmed, she also lost track of her own spending, a crucial misstep. Financial makeover. Sharon's journey to wealth started in 2020, which her vision board had identified as the year she would get her money in order. She began by signing up for my one-week financial makeover challenge, which includes taking a close look at your spending. When she looked at the numbers, Sharon was horrified to see how much money she was wasting. When you grow up in poverty, a lot of times it never leaves you, Sharon told me. I think what we learn as a society is that people wear their wealth. And so you drive the fancy car, which I give myself credit, I've never done. But you drive the fancy car, you live in the big house, you dress a certain way. And so I was actually a bit caught up in that, but not in an elitist way. It was just a lack of mindfulness, honestly. And then that inner seed of poverty, just displaying that I'm not poor anymore. Sharon felt she was always trying to make ends meet, and she realized she made far too much money to feel that way, a situation many of the women I coach have experienced. She started educating herself about her relationship with money, which might seem ironic for someone who had also earned an MBA. Contrary to popular belief, however, the typical MBA program doesn't teach much about managing personal finances. As she learned more about wealth creation, Sharon discovered she still had a middle-class mindset focused on the pursuit of income. Unfortunately, no matter how much she earned, she still didn't know how to turn that income into wealth. Sharon was interested in investing, but mainly she contributed to her 401k. And then let someone else take care of her other investments. By her own admission, she didn't really know what she was doing with her money. She didn't yet have an owner mentality. While this might all sound like bad news, Sharon was ready to take critical steps on her road to escape the middle class. Through my program, she learned about investing and how to see money as the tool it is. She continued to work on her mindset and separated her income from her identity. As she did so, She purged a lot of unnecessary items from her life and from her home. Sharon was on her way to creating wealth, and she would let nothing stand in her way. When her new job took her to a different city, Sharon chose to rent out her previous house, even though she could have paid the two mortgages without the rental income. Instead of letting that home sit empty, she turned it into a tool for wealth generation, bringing her closer to her big picture goals. She also set a goal to replace her W-2 income with real estate or other income streams, and she did that within a year. Sharon applied for and was accepted into Amazon's Delivery Service Partner program, where she manages a fleet of vans and a team of employees delivering packages for Amazon. She had tried to get into this program a few years earlier, but had her application rejected. Now that her finances were in order, however, she was approved and able to move forward. She also invested in real estate through real estate syndication and a joint venture. Sharon was no longer struggling financially. She was thriving. Sharon's story is a powerful example of what happens when you switch from an earner mentality to an owner mentality and find ways to increase your net worth, making your income work for you. She started by leveling up her money mindset. Then she formed a solid strategy to get out of debt and build wealth. And finally, she followed through and executed her plans. Part of her success with execution was due to her clarity and focus. Sharon was clear that she wanted to invest in real estate and small business, and she identified what that meant for her in each of those areas. This helped her avoid getting distracted by other opportunities. Your wealth, your values. Your values should be your guideposts as you shift from a focus on income to a focus on your net worth and how to consistently increase it. This requires a few actions on your part. 1, identify your highest values. 2, determine what resources you need to actualize those values in your life. 3, set clear goals and timelines so you can close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to be. As one of her core values, Sharon wanted to leave a legacy for her children and give them the building blocks to do the same for the next generation. "For me, it's all about legacy," Sharon said. "I have 4 children and 5 grandchildren so far, and I want to teach them how to build wealth. And they all have been taught to give back. We all give back on a regular basis, so that's part of their fabric. But to be able to build wealth, it just gives you the freedom to live the way you want to." However, after all those years of schooling, Sharon found herself mired in debt, which kept her from creating the legacy she envisioned. She earned a high income, but it seemed she was no closer to financial security and success than she had been as a child growing up in the inner city. In Wealthy You, Sharon learned she needed to focus on her values and her vision. And once she did, she also became a great example of what can happen when you get crystal clear about your finances and truly understand your numbers rather than avoiding them or glossing over them. By working on her mindset and making some adjustments, Sharon quickly shifted from an earner outlook to an owner outlook. She took her net worth out of the negative to multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars, a transformation available to anyone willing to do the work. To create wealth while also creating the life you desire, your shift from earner to owner must be grounded in your values. Wealth building shouldn't mean betraying your morals or behaving unethically. In fact, like Sharon, you can do well while doing good. When she invests, she looks at how she can help a community and whether there's an opportunity to diversify within that business. She invests in workforce housing, for example, and is proud to report that her Amazon delivery business employs 46 people. She's exploring how to expand that business, learning more about transportation logistics, which offers plenty of opportunities to diversify her portfolio within that business model. Sharon also plans to coach other people outside of her family to expand her legacy in new ways. To this end, she trained in executive and leadership coaching, which gave her another income stream. She got a lot more comfortable with investing, stunning her financial advisor one day by speaking up and voicing her educated opinion when she wanted to move some investments around. She also has a self-directed 401k and no longer relies on someone else to make those investment decisions for her. Finally, Sharon opened a stash account and made sure her kids got one too. The personal finance app allows users to buy stocks and other investments, and Sharon wanted the generations following hers to learn at an early age about investing. 1. Sharon is now a medical executive with location freedom in her job. This allows her to stay at and work from her son's house and have time with her granddaughters for 3 or 4 months at a time. She continues to work with her children on legacy wealth building and sound money management. Just as Sharon is creating wealth based on her values, so should you. Let's look next at how you can do that. The sum of your values. One of the first activities I do with my wealth coaching clients is to walk them through my sum of your values exercise. Instinctively, they know wealth is about so much more than money. And this exercise helps them identify exactly what wealth means to them. Most of my clients share a chief aim of achieving their aspirations and creating a life without strife and worry for their loved ones. And I'd be willing to bet you do too. To create that life, which looks different for everyone, you need to identify your values and what's important to you and align your financial behavior to reflect those values. Your bank statement provides an accurate accounting report of what you value. Consciously or subconsciously, you spend money on the things and experiences you prioritize. The sum of your values exercise isn't just a fun way to list your dreams and fantasies. It's a crucial activity in defining what you want so that you can get it. Note down all the thoughts and answers in the way that best suits you. You may prefer to work and edit your list on a computer or tablet. If you think more creatively using pen and paper, you might like to download my Sum of Your Values worksheet at www.wealthyyou.com/secretsbook. This exercise is designed to help you get clear about what you need to feel fulfilled. Your list can include anything from loving relationships to financial and physical security, from a spiritual connection to good health, intellectual satisfaction, or whatever you truly desire. Be specific and write it all down. This will ultimately give you clarity about what you want your life to look like 5, 10, and 20 years from now as you make these values your reality. When you value something and approach it with integrity, the universe will conspire to help you get it. Exercise, sum of your values. 1, determine your main goals. The first step in identifying your highest values and your priorities in life is to pinpoint the main problems or goals keeping you up at night. Start by identifying and then prioritizing what will give you the greatest sense of peace and satisfaction. Some examples: financial security, health, resources to care for an elderly parent, funds to send your children to college without debt, the chance to finally do work you love, the ability to pursue a project you've put off for far too long. 2, decide on the ultimate setting. Let's say you could create your perfect financial situation. Think now about where you would like to live while you enjoy that outcome. Examples: a penthouse apartment in the center of Manhattan, within walking distance of your design studio and your favorite restaurants. A sprawling estate in the countryside, surrounded by lush green fields and the sounds of a babbling brook. A tropical island with warm sand under your feet and a frozen cocktail in your hand. The sounds of waves crashing on the shore and a steel drum playing in the distance. Any combination of those, you would love to own more than one ideal home. 3, plan your route. After you identify what you desire, where you want to go, and what needs are unmet, you can plot the steps to get there. What are some concrete, measurable ways to move forward? List the steps you can take to achieve your goals. For example, providing care for an elderly parent. 1, investigate different care options. 2, liaise with your parent and other family members to decide on the ideal option. 3, set a generous budget, allowing for inflation. 4, prioritize your goals. Write down your goals with a targeted completion date for each and include the estimated cost for each goal. Don't worry if you don't know how you'll make it all happen yet. We'll dive deeper into your plan in the following chapters. Determining your starting point. Before you can chart a clear course to where you want to go, you must honestly evaluate where you are. Too many women avoid taking a hard look at their finances and never take the time to figure out their net worth. I understand the reasons for that. This evaluation can be emotional. We attach so much shame to situations where we haven't yet achieved what we think we should have by now. We blame ourselves for wasting time and money. This is a normal reaction, but you don't have to stay stuck there. Just by reading this far in this book and completing the initial exercises, you've taken your first steps toward increasing your wealth. You're actively engaged in improving your financial situation. You should feel proud of that. Early in her transition to a wealth mindset, Sharon figured out her net worth simply by listing her assets and liabilities and subtracting the smaller number from the larger one. She discovered the result was negative $1,500. After she paid off much of her debt to eliminate her liabilities, her net worth increased into the positive, and she looked at how to continue moving that number in the right direction. Sharon was brave enough to figure out exactly where she stood. How many people do you know who make a good living but have no idea what their bottom line is? The answer is probably higher than you think. They couldn't begin to tell you their net worth, and yet they continue to spend, often racking up debt, hoping their next pay raise or bonus will help them dig out from under it all. Remember, the same habits can only give you the same results, and bad habits with a higher income can translate into bigger trouble. Now it's your turn. Before you build wealth, you need to know your starting point. It's important for you to put some specific numbers on your financial status, to list your assets and liabilities, and to know exactly how much money you're earning and exactly where you spend it. This takes a bit of organization, but it's perfectly doable, one step at a time. Exercise your starting point. 5, organize your paperwork. Do you know where all your financial documents are? If not, it's time to designate a place for them. Perhaps a couple of drawers in a file cabinet or a couple of filing boxes. Fill one of those drawers or boxes with papers representing income and the other with paperwork representing expenses. Next, get a sheet of paper or create a spreadsheet and list all the money going out on one side and all the money coming in on the other. Total each side and determine whether you have more coming in or going out. 6. Store digital backups. In addition to paper copies, you should keep digital copies of your financial paperwork as backups. Organize these documents on your laptop and back them up to an external drive or to the cloud through a service like Google Drive or iCloud. 7, identify your assets and liabilities. At the top of another sheet of paper or a new spreadsheet, write assets on one side and liabilities on the other. Liabilities are any debts you owe, including student loans, credit card debt, auto loans, personal loans, taxes, and mortgages. Assets are things you own that have financial value, including real estate, vehicles, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, your savings, and retirement accounts. Note the value of each liability and each asset. Some items will go on both lists. For instance, if you own a house, you'll write down what you owe, the mortgage, on the liabilities side and what the house is worth, its resale value, on the asset side. When you've written both lists, add up the numbers and find a total for each. This information will give you a good idea of your net worth. Assets, liabilities, equal sign net worth. This can be a positive or a negative number, but don't beat yourself up if the number is nowhere near where you want it to be. Sharon's was in the negative, but that didn't stop her from building wealth. If you're one of the lucky few, you may be happy with the positive number you see when you total your net worth. If so, congratulations. You have a great starting point for your next level of wealth. Most people, however, will see a number far from what they want it to be. If that's the case for you, congratulations to you too. You've faced this head on, and now you can do something about it. Be aware that shame, anger, and embarrassment can all come up in this process. That's all perfectly normal. Feel those feelings, forgive yourself and anyone else involved, and move on. Another emotion that often arises during this exercise is fear. You organize your finances and understand you need to change, but you have no idea where to start. You feel like you've tried and failed before, or you worry you'll never make up the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Fear can destroy your ability to create wealth. It can dampen your faith in the possibility that you can create a successful outcome. Fear is the biggest obstacle to investing, and I understand why. Women in particular have been taught that investing is a space for wealthy white men. We've been told it's an extremely complicated process best left to the experts. Few of us learned financial and investing terminology as we grew up. And so it seems confusing. We feel it will take too much time and is far too risky. My mission is to teach women how to build wealth and to help them understand they can do it. Over the years, I've simplified and shared with hundreds of women the strategies I borrowed from the ultra rich, allowing these women to make their money work harder and smarter for them. These are the same strategies I'm sharing with you. And it starts with the exercises in this chapter. After you have done this work, you can walk through life with confidence and purpose. You can build an investment portfolio to seven figures and beyond. You can create a legacy of generational wealth, connecting your values and your wealth mindset. Before Sharon could dive into increasing her net worth, she had to plug the leaks in her spending. Once she had a handle on the money going out, she turned her attention to strategies to increase her income and then turn her W-2 income into wealth. She started a new job immediately after leaving her old one, so the stock options and compensation that she received from her prior employer, combined with her new paycheck and increased income, provided more funds for her to invest, which resulted in her building wealth faster. After shifting her focus to her net worth, Sharon had the confidence to stand up for herself in new ways. When she underwent a transition at work and left her position, instead of resigning without compensation, she demanded the accrued benefits she was due. And she received them. This helped her reorganize her financial life and position herself to move in a new direction. Sharon was able to pay off debt and become debt-free for the first time in her life. "I tell you, I walk differently," she said. It was a nice feeling to know you don't have any bills. All your needs are met, and then you have money to be able to invest in yourself and build wealth. Sharon became more fiscally responsible and aware of what she was doing and where she was headed. And as she learned, she talked to her grown children about mindful living and mindful spending. "A few of them are pretty high earners," she said, "and I don't want them to make the same mistakes that I've made." As you increase your net worth, like Sharon did, you'll have more money available to invest as long as you manage it appropriately and in alignment with your values. Not only will those values help you solidify your goals, but they'll also help you determine where to invest your money. It's important to invest in companies in line with your moral and ethical values, which are, of course, unique to each one of us. Depending on what matters most to you, socially responsible investment firms, companies working to reduce their carbon footprint, or companies that prioritize animal rights might rise to the top of your list. You may want to invest in companies that support social justice issues, are working to slow climate change, or treat their employees exceptionally well. In the past, it was somewhat difficult to find this information about companies. Today, you can find everything you need to know with a little online research, enjoying your new mindset. Sharon now sees investment opportunities everywhere. She went from an unsure novice who was passive with her money to a woman who calls the shots in her finances and continues to educate herself. Most of all, she can give from a full cup, not a half-empty one. I think it shifted my confidence, knowing that I can manage money very, very well, she said. When I get ready to relocate to the Southeast, I have no worries that I'll be able to secure a home. It allows you this confidence when you can command the tool of money, because it's a tool in our society that you have to command well in order to be able to navigate. As you develop your confidence in your investing skills, I always recommend you invest in companies you understand, which goes hand in hand with investing in companies whose values align with yours. Start paying attention to the products you shop for and are interested in. This will give you clues as to what you understand best and may want to invest in. Then dig into those companies and find out what they stand for and how they function as corporate citizens. As you go through this process, keep in mind that wealth building is a long-term relationship, not a one-night stand. Only invest money you don't need to access for at least 5 years. This way, you can ride out the ups and downs in the market, and you stand a better chance of turning a good profit. Building a diversified portfolio over an extended period generally lowers your risk levels. Your time is also a resource you must invest in your wealth building. Many people think it takes too much time to invest, but is that true? Imagine the potential improvement if you set aside a couple of hours each week to educate yourself and to research opportunities. What if you invested 5 hours or 10? Just like money, your time accumulates compound interest. Those couple of hours per week add up until you've one day gained confidence and taken on significant information. As your knowledge accumulates, you become more efficient, and the time you need to dedicate to investing decreases. Think of what you could accomplish by trading a few Netflix shows a week for research and education. You can still relax and unwind with your favorite programs. But just like you got organized with the flow of your finances, you can do the same with your time. Choosing to devote some of your time to learning about investing and understanding the opportunities available to you makes the difference between an earner and an owner. When you're an owner, you're always on the lookout for ways to improve your business. You never clock out. This doesn't mean you run yourself ragged. This is about training your mind to remain open to ideas and opportunities. You invest your time as well as your money, understanding that both are vital to your growth and success. The businesses that do best are those with owners who clearly understand their market. That's the kind of owner you want to be. When you're an earner, you think in terms of ways you can work to bring in money, which might mean searching for a better job or even multiple jobs. While this is important when you need an immediate income boost on its own, increased income doesn't help you build wealth. Instead of only looking at how much money you can bring in, you look at how to leverage your money to make more and grow your net worth. Again, this means viewing money as a tool. Stocks and investments are like a business you own, and indeed a share in a company is part ownership of that company, rather than a paycheck you cash. You decide exactly what goes into your business and how you plan to run it, and you tend to it regularly. There's no such thing as a truly passive business. Even the ones that don't require you to physically be there every day still require you to remain educated and updated and make informed decisions. Just as in your interpersonal and romantic relationships, It's also important to value yourself above all else in this process of increasing your net worth. That self-value will keep you focused on what's most important. When you know your worth, you can finally create wealth for yourself and for your family. You can take ownership of your future and close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Wealthy women think of money as a tool to help them achieve what they want. Money is a key you can use to unlock important doors, doors that determine the way you live today and in the future. Wealthy women realize money is the tool that can help them become financially independent and fund the philanthropic endeavors about which they care so deeply. When wealthy women look at their money, they define the best use of that money and how they can use it to make even more money to achieve what they value most. In this chapter, you've nailed down your values, set big picture goals, and started to create a plan to achieve them. You discovered how those values can inform your investing decisions. In the next chapter, you'll identify the value you have to offer in the marketplace. You'll do this by tapping into your superpower to maximize your income and your investments at the same time. This may sound like a challenge, especially if you've never thought of yourself as having a superpower, but I'll walk you through it.